It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, all over this great state of Michigan and maybe anywhere else you're listening around the world at jethro.fm. You can tune in each and every Saturday and listen to Bob and I have a little fun. We are going to have a little fun today, but Bob, this is we got one more show before the Christmas holiday. That'll be on Christmas Eve, I believe. So, but if you ain't got your shopping done, you're in trouble. I guess today's like the last mail day that they'll guarantee that it gets there. And after that,
good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, thanks, Jop. And hoo-ah, hoorah, good eye and everything to all our mates around the world, whoever's listening in podcast. I know we've got some of you down under, and a special love to our military crew out there. But we do appreciate you taking a little time, whether it's podcast or live on Jethro, or streaming on BRN, live on BRN, WGIM, or any other station you might happen to catch us on.
Speaking of BRN, later today, my Ferris Bulldogs going for the second national championship in a row.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're down in Texas. There's an intermediate school district. This is how big football is in Texas. There's an intermediate school district down there that's kind of runs a bunch of districts. They built a $22 million stadium, seats 12,000 wow. people, and that's where Ferris and the Colorado Mines are playing. So good luck to my Bulldogs today. 1 o'clock kickoff. It's on ESPNU if you want to watch it. I know I'll be sitting in front of one of those somewhere and taking the game in because this is unprecedented stuff. This is three of the last 4 years they've been in the championship, and this could be the back-to-back one. So go Dogs.
That sounds like a pretty cool stadium. It's about as big as baseball in Cuba.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so still on the fence for protein for Christmas. My wife hasn't made up her mind. We don't know if we're going to do a fresh ham, if she's going to do her traditional prime rib.
Is that Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
Yeah, Christmas
Eve?
Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Christmas Eve, it's the pick table on the Big Island. And,
right.
And that'll be a bunch of people basically
well, I'm going to tell
pegging
you what,
out.
I'm going to tell you what I'm bringing so that you don't.
Oh, he's threatening to come.
Listen yeah, up. Right. No, we enjoy it. Your family continues to grow, and it's just awesome to come on Christmas Eve. It's good this is radio and not TV because Bob's family dresses in all pajamas on Christmas Eve. It's the coolest thing.
Every day
you get out there and the whole family we watch them take a picture of everybody standing around the pajamas down to the babies. So it's kind of cool to do that. But I'm bringing a smoked salmon.
Well, I thought
dip.
You were going to say nighty.
No, that's Lisa. She likes to fit in everywhere. But no, I'm bringing a smoked salmon. I made a test run of it last night for a party.
Is that going to be a dip?
Yeah, and I'm going to do it in a wreath. Make it like a wreath, so I got the crackers in the center.
Nice.
And you buy fresh dill and you wrap it around the outside, and it makes it look like garland, right? And
holly.
Yeah, right. Well, the hollies are going to be pimentos. And little cilantro leaves.
Nice.
I'm going to make a little. You'll see it.
What it's an artist!
Well, it's just kind of fun to look at, and it tastes really good. So I made it last night.
I think Conrad's getting jelly over there.
Right. Well, I might have some for him. You know, when the time comes, because I make a big batch of it. But spare you the recipe. But it's got a lot of stuff in it, and it turned out really well.
Well, I can tell you that my boys, in particular. And myself will be all over it. And Emily. I'm not sure about Maggie and Livy likes salmon. Maureen's not a big fan. But my two son-in-laws in particular, I'm stopping at Sobey to get them pickled herring. That's how big fish freaks these
with
guys
with a pickled
are.
Herring on a saltine cracker?
Yep.
It doesn't get any better than that at the holidays, man. I love that stuff. You know, you don't want to roll over and kiss mama after you've eaten a few pieces of that.
No, she'll think it's the dog.
Right. Yeah.
Livy's dog. She always smells like she's been eating fish.
Yeah.
You know, when I growing up with my Uper parents, my dad loved pickled herring and creamed herring, and
So, I'm the creamed guy. I have to say that. I guess because there is a difference, right?
Yeah. So to me, because he also drank buttermilk, about anything my dad really liked was really gross.
Yeah.
So I didn't try it until last year. I can honestly say I was 64 before I ever tasted pickled herring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, now...
I mean, that I recall. I'm sure I have was bribed into it at one point in time, but
I got
it's surprisingly good.
I got my request in then. When you buy the pickled, buy a little jar of the creamed.
Oh, I'm going to get both. Oh,
okay. All right.
Because and some of the Kowalski pickled bologna.
Oh, man.
That's deer camp food.
I may not leave if you have pickled
herring.
Well,
then I'm not bringing
bologna.
It. Right. Forget it. I'm not bringing it.
Bob, I've slept on this couch before. You got room for me tonight? Yeah.
That's you know, I did some work in Greenville this last week, and that's how I got to meet our next guest. But after I left a meat shack on 57 in Greenville, I went across the street to Hops and Hogs.
Yeah.
That's the old... M57 brewery.
Right.
And let me tell you, those people know how to throw down some Q.
Really?
Yeah, I met the pit master. It's a female, and she's probably only about 35, 40 years old. Got to be careful about that. She could be 20. But
right.
She's not, you know, like all that seasoned, but they got a nice southern pride. She said they got to get another one because they can't make enough food. This place is hopping.
Good.
So if you're in the Greenville area and you want some good Q, take it from me. Go check these boys out. They're right on M57 and right across from the meat shack on 57.
Right.
So it's all about 57 today.
Right. The there's a big Meijer in Greenville on M57, and they're just a little east of it. Both those businesses are toward town.
Yep.
And go ahead and drive right by Meijer and go to the meat shack if you're buying meat, right? So, but anyway, we'll get into that in the next segment. But so you're still up on proteins. I am doing we talked about the uncured fresh ham. I'm
right.
doing one of those.
That's why I'm leaning.
Yeah.
I got to talk to Tim.
Yeah, and they're good, but it's just like smoking a pork butt.
Oh, I've done.
Yeah, right, right.
Before.
So don't be afraid of those if you're listening out there. If you wanted the ham tastes a little different than the pork butt because usually it's been brined. Even when you buy them fresh.
Oh, the texture's different, everything.
Right.
There's no nitrates.
Right, nothing. It's just a fresh ham. We get it from the butcher. And
salt and sugar.
Right, yep.
It's that simple. I mean, you don't have to get crazy with a ham.
Right, and you don't
need... You can do your cloves and stuff on the outside if you want to. I don't necessarily need cloves on a ham anyway. But
yep, and I'm debating, but I'm thinking I'm still going to bring that thing up maybe like 175, 180 on internal temperature because I want to slice it. I don't want to pull it, right? Is that the number you think?
Yeah, or? 165 for a ham's good.
Okay.
170 max, but that's up to you. The closer you get to that equinox, though, you're not going to have pretty slices.
Right, yeah, and that being don't bring it too high. You know, I want it to get a little color on the outside, so I am going to season it a little bit just to get some color on it, something with some paprika in it, so I get a little bit of a nice color on it. And I was thinking about cutting it. What do you think about that?
Scoring it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. And I would also then make up some brown sugar, and you could put your paprika in with the brown sugar and just pack that on the outside for the last hour.
Right. You going to turn the heat up, or are you just going to leave it right
at
that? Because I'm thinking about doing it like at 275.
That's plenty.
Right.
Plenty.
Yep. And it'll caramelize that that sugar and
so it's going to take
seasonings.
You about probably 4 hours to get to 165.
Yeah.
So maybe halfway through your smoke, you do your pack.
Right. And so if you're trying to guess at that, don't use your digital thermometer. I've got a probe that I use and a little receiver.
Oh, come on, Job.
On your phone.
It's pork. You can guess.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I guess it's dried out. I'm sorry, people.
I guess I'm sick.
Yeah, right. Didn't get it cooked enough. So, but that's the number one gift for the griller on your list is a digital thermometer. And go to thegrillingguys.com and
Dude.
You can get thermopens are on sale right now for less than $70. You'll
do it.
You'll never find them
do
cheaper
it.
Than that. And it's a I tell you what, I've got them that are 15 years old that are still working as good as they did the day
we
bought them.
Well, let's wrap this thing up because we got a mountain of meat sitting here in
yeah,
front of
we
us.
Do.
We got
We got Caleb from the meat shack on M57. You're not going to want to miss this. The guy's got some just killer snackies here too. So stick with us. We'll be back.